This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Mariana Islands. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
And yeah, it's bright and early here. It's noontime at the Mariana Islands. It may be 9 p.m. Eastern where you are if you're listening live, but here it's noon. That's because we start the day at the U.S. Mariana Islands. We start America's Day. So you can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind, per usual, here on Free Talk Live. But we've been talking about my move, me, Mark, the host of Free Talk Live, to Mariana Islands. And Alex has been sitting in. He sat in on a show in New Hampshire, and he's decided to sit in here, give me a little help. And we're just talking about the different ways that we believe that the Mariana Islands is, Northern Mariana Islands, as that's called, Commonwealth of the Northern Mariana Islands is the official name. But I like U.S. Mariana Islands because it just tells people what it is. And they, some ways that it's being, that it's more free. So we were talking about taxes, and I want to get back into taxes, but Alex, let's talk about the ways that that one could live off-grid here.
Yeah. I mean, one of the best ways to be free is to live on your own off-grid. And I think the Mariana Islands is pretty unique in one's ability to do that. You have a year-round growing season, a beautiful sun for solar energy, and abundant rainwater to collect. So it's totally possible to get some land, build a house, set up some solar, and just live off-grid.
I mean, yeah, it seems like most every day has some sun in it, and I would think that that solar panels with some batteries would probably do you quite well. I mean, almost every day it rains, too, but it's usually brief, and then it's over.
Yeah, I mean, you're from New Hampshire, right?
Right.
At least recently.
It can rain for 3 days there.
How's your growing season?
Well, you got to be careful because Memorial Day is kind of when you put in, but hopefully you don't get a freeze after Memorial Day. Sometimes people try to go a little before that, so you know maybe mid-May you might try, but you got to be careful, especially if you've got like tomato plants or something to freeze easily.
Yeah, so not so good for living off-grid, I would imagine, right?
Yeah.
What about in terms of sunlight?
Well, those days get longer throughout the year, so I would say that we probably have longer days in New Hampshire than the Mariana Islands does during the summertime. Because in the Mariana Islands, basically the sun rises somewhere around 6:30 every day and sets somewhere around 8 every day. I mean, the deviation is very small.
Which is, I think, ideal for any type of farming. No freezes to come in, no solar in the winter because there's no sun. So I think for people looking to live off the grid, you want sustainable solutions. And the Mariana Islands seems to be one of the most sustainable in that regard.
And this used to be the farming area for Japan. So if you really wanted to do the whole off-the-grid farming thing, that's something that one can do. I did it for some time. I don't have any intention of doing it anytime soon, but it's something that you could do. And there's a lot of land available for that, especially in places like Tinian, right?
Yeah. Yeah, land can be very affordable. Even beachfront land can go as low as $35 a square meter. And that's pretty low compared to Hawaii, California, or other coastal places in the U.S.
Yeah, obviously, I'm going to head back at some point. I have Free Talk Live is scheduled to go to LibertyCon this year. Check them out at LibertyCon.com. I think it's .org, if I'm not, libertycon.com. There, it's they have a big event. It's going to probably be the biggest Liberty event this year from what I'm seeing. It's at the Marriott Marquis in Washington, D.C. It's from April the 3rd through the 5th. And, I mean, it's going to be very, very well done. Ticket price is quite low. So you can use coupon code FTL to get $10 off your ticket. But $10 off is like it's more than 10% the last time I looked at their ticket price. It's probably going to go up as time goes by. But by go up, I don't think it's going to peak out over $100 for a regular one. So adult ticket is $99 right now. A student ticket is $49. By the way, they do have travel scholarships is what they're calling it. Sorry, forgot that word. Travel scholarship for students. So they could actually pay your way in hotel depending on the situation. Go check it out, libertycon.com, libertycon.com, coupon code FTL. So the tax situation here in the Mariana Islands, the last caller, Vernon, brought up something I think that's worth mentioning, is that there is some relationship to the Social Security Administration here on Mariana Islands if you're a wage earner. And now if you open your own business or whatever, then I guess you're probably on your own. I don't know how all that works. I haven't filed a tax form here, and frankly, I'm not that excited about the notion of doing it. But yeah, I think that that by and large, taxes, even when you do file their version of an income tax form here in Mariana Islands, they have discounts, right? How does that work?
Yeah, so essentially, keep in mind, the U.S. Mariana Islands, they negotiated when they joined the U.S. Unlike other territories,
they've got a contract.
Yeah.
So unlike a state, like what's a state have that's so fantastic that the Mariana Islands doesn't have? The ability to vote in elections like a senator and representative, true. But so the negotiations go on with Mariana Islands, the United States, and we get lots of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, the other territories, they're mainly conquered or spoils of war. So they weren't able to sit down with the federal government and say, let's work out a deal. You know, they didn't read the art of the deal. The current governor, Torres, he's a good friend of Trump, so he's very familiar with the negotiation tactics like that. So the CMI was able to negotiate a great deal, and one of the things the federal government said in exchange is, we'll give you some tax autonomy, but you have to mirror our code. So keep that in mind. The CMI code mirrors the federal government code, all 10 million words of it, and the benefit they have is they can give rebates. So for different types of income categories and brackets, you get different rebates. But the best way to look at it is the highest worst rebate is 50%. So if you're making millions and millions of dollars, you'd pay 50% in income tax what you would have paid in a no-income state like Florida or Texas, which is a tremendous savings. But it gets even better. The lower your income is, the higher the rebate. For people making $100,000 or less in income, they get 70% back what they would have paid the federal government in a no-income tax state. And the best bracket for those 20% or less get 90% back.
Right, that's worth pointing out because there's not that many no-income tax states. So when you're talking about an income tax state, which the vast majority of them are, then that 70% rebate is even higher.
Exactly. And keep in mind the cost of living here is much lower. The median income is $15,000. So the majority of residents are getting a 90% rebate on what they would have paid had they lived in a no-income tax state like Texas or Florida. So that's phenomenal tax savings for the average American.
Yeah, I as far as taxes go, there's sales tax, right? How much is the sales tax here?
There's no sales tax.
No sales tax.
No property tax.
Right. And in New Hampshire, there's a property tax, and it's pretty high. That's pretty much how they fund everything. But here, no property tax at all.
Yep.
Now, U.S. citizens can't own property outright here in the Mariana Islands, but they have 55-year leases, which is most people's lifetimes.
Well, they can own condos that aren't on the ground floor.
Ah.
So that is a way you can own property as a non-person of Northern Mariana descent.
more about the U.S. Mariana Islands and sort of our experiences, because, Alex, you're a relatively new mover here, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Here in a moment. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live.
Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now six extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855 450 free, as in freedom. And we're talking about my recent move to the U.S. Mariana Islands. Alex, actually, you moved not too long ago either, right?
Yeah, I moved over in December.
And, I mean, as far as most of the reasons that we came here is that we're looking to find more freedom, and we're looking to start a cryptocurrency cluster, is the term you're calling it. So what's your vision there?
Yeah, so what I notice is that most industries around the world cluster in a few geographic locations. And the reason they do that is because there's economies of scale. They're able to talk with the government, and they're able to iterate faster as a result of having a bunch of people all on the same page in a small geographic area. So I looked around and realized that there aren't really any good places to create a crypto cluster in the United States, primarily because of the IRS regulations make cryptocurrencies very difficult to use. If you're going to go buy a pack of gum with cryptocurrencies, you got to file a capital gains report because you technically realized capital gains when you made that purchase. So it seemed to me that the only way to create a crypto cluster would be to go to one of the U.S. territories where you have more tax autonomy and you can get rid of that very difficult paperwork hurdle. So I looked around at the various territories, and it seems that the Northern Mariana Islands was uniquely suited for such things. You have a low-tax government, it's very responsive, and it's right in Asia-Pacific, which is one of the fastest-growing regions for cryptocurrencies.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't just decide, you didn't like come to Mariana Islands and say, I think it's really pretty here, let's start some project to move people here, like so many people have started. By the way, if you go to my Facebook page, The Move Here Project, you will see a list of projects like this that have passed through time, and most of which there's really nothing has happened with. What about, you were kind of looking at New Hampshire at one point, right? And then you just decided not to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just looking at New Hampshire because I saw there was a lot of good crypto activism there, some companies, AnyPay and others, working to create some solutions. But it just seemed that the federal government hurdle was too much to overcome. As long as you have to file those capital gains report every time you purchase something, it just seems unlikely that cryptocurrencies will take off. Because all the people who want to be tax compliant, myself included, we're just hesitant to spend cryptocurrencies because we don't want to deal with the paperwork.
And so you found another jurisdiction where you feel like the whole situation's a lot better, right?
Yeah, I noticed that the Northern Mariana Islands is very accessible government, very responsive, and they're looking for new ideas to generate revenue and attract businesses. So it seemed like a great location, great weather. Just everything is great. I couldn't believe it. I'm still waiting to find the downside.
Well, I mean, I can find a few downsides for you if you'd like them. I am a pessimist by nature.
Let's hear it.
Well, it's remote, so if you want to bebop back and forth between the United States and here, you've got family or something like that, there's a lot of people that would want to do that, then getting here is no less than a 20-something hour trip, right?
Well, it just depends where you're coming from. If you are in where most people live, Asia, it's actually pretty close by.
I see. Most of my audience is in the United States.
Well, if you want to grow, you're going to have to change that because most of the people in the world are in Asia.
It's true. Most of the people are in Asia.
Asia needs freedom too, right?
And there's Japan, Korea. These are huge. This is a huge tourist destination for Japanese and Koreans and Chinese. You find them all over the place here at all the restaurants and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the Northern Mariana Islands is within 5 or 6 hours of most of the largest cities in the world. Right? The biggest city in the world, Tokyo, is 3 hours away. 30 million people in the Tokyo metro area. Hong Kong, massive city close by as well. Seoul, southern Chinese cities like Shenzhen, Guangzhou, and others are all right in the area. So in terms of geographic location, I'd argue it's actually much better than someplace like New Hampshire. I mean, New Hampshire barely has an international airport.
Well, I mean, New Hampshire's airport's bigger than the one that's here, if we're going by that standard. I mean, obviously, there are no domestic flights besides Guam that really come into the Saipan airport. I mean, all of them are from territories, not from the U.S. mainland. So, but, I mean, you know, I wouldn't take any shots at the size of... I wouldn't go comparing airport sizes if I were Saipan.
I'm not comparing sizes. I'm comparing flight lift. The ability to go from one airport to another major airport. I mean, we have flights. Look at the top three airports in the world. You have Seoul's airport, you have Hong Kong's airport, and you have Singapore's airport. Those three are top three pretty much every year. We have two of the biggest, best airports on our roster. What does New Hampshire have? Boston? Maybe one Canadian city, if they're lucky.
I would have to go look it up, but I'm sure they've got New York City, which is a pretty big one. I'm sure they got Chicago. I wouldn't be surprised if they had L.A. in the top 10 American cities. So, yeah, it's a fair point. But, again, you know, probably the American audience is thinking about American destinations, just a guess. So... we were, as far as freedoms that one experiences on the ground here, we did do some talking with some folks regarding sort of taxation with cryptocurrency. So let's talk about what happened in Nevada first. Can you explain the cryptocurrency taxation scheme that went on in Nevada?
Yeah, sure. I'm no tax expert, but I can give you the...
But you read it.
The layman's version of it. It's a very short bill and very efficient. Essentially what it does is it redefines cryptocurrency. What is cryptocurrency? What kind of asset is it? It's not clear. And different federal agencies sometimes have conflicting ideas on what it is. Well, what Nevada and also Wyoming have done is decided to clearly define cryptocurrency as something else, right? There's many types of assets, real assets, tangible, intangible. Well, they define cryptocurrencies as none of the above. And with that separate definition, they decided to exempt cryptocurrencies from many of the existing tax laws, which is huge because that means at the state level, at least, you don't have to file any of those capital gains realization reports whenever you buy something or transact in cryptocurrencies. Now, the disadvantage that those states have is they don't have the same level of tax autonomy that we have in the Northern Mariana Islands. So what they can do is limited to the state level. Here, we can go all the way and completely eliminate all of those paperwork requirements that are so tedious and troublesome.
U.S. Mariana Islands, prepared to go all the way. It would take very little to, you know, basically implement this change in Nevada here in the U.S. Mariana Islands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we'll get to your Discord calls here in the future. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvenny ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On the second day of their arguments in President Trump's impeachment trial, House prosecutors are focused on the abuse of power charge. Prosecution Manager Adam Schiff.
President Trump solicited foreign interference in the U.S. election for one particular objective, to benefit his own reelection, to seek help in cheating in a U.S. election.
Republican Senator James Lankford is eager for the president's defense to be heard.
My frustration is the American people are getting half the story at this point. There's a proverb, Proverb 18:17, that says the first one that comes along seems right until they're cross-examined. And I'm looking forward in the days ahead for the first time to finally hearing both sides of the story.
The president's attorneys will get to speak next, probably on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call
reports and a family health history tool so you can take proactive steps with your health care provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. We're talking about the U.S. Mariana Islands. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
855-450-3733. And let's go to the AMP-only call-in lines on Discord with Gene the Christian Anarchist. Gene, can you hear me? Apparently not. Let's try it now.
Can you hear me?
Gotcha.
Hello.
Yep.
Well, that's okay,
my,
good.
My first Discord call over here in the Mariana Islands. I appreciate you working with me.
And I'm glad to be on your first show from the Mariana Islands, having been there once for about a week and rather enjoyed my stay there. But my brother-in-law said the politics were kind of screwy, but then he's kind of biased, so who knows.
I wouldn't say that the politics aren't screwy here. but at the same time, you know, it's the politics are screwy everywhere. So if there's
that's for sure. Now I'm kind of interested in this tax situation. You know, I went 20 years without paying the income tax, and I don't like those B-word people, because you know, I think that everything you own belongs to you. It doesn't belong to them. So I'm really interested in how that's going to work, because especially being a U.S. citizen, if you go there, so you're saying you have to basically revoke your citizenship then? Because I think other than that,
No.
You're still going to be liable for the tax in their eyes.
Your citizenship. You become a resident of a U.S. territory. There are two options on getting rid of, getting taken off the IRS rolls. One, you revoke your citizenship and move someplace in the United States that's not the United States. Two, move to a U.S. territory. And by a U.S. territory, you can undo the move anytime you want. So I'm currently on the road to being recognized as a resident of the U.S. Mariana Islands by the IRS. And once that occurs, then I will be off their rolls. I will be no longer responsible for paying income tax to the United States government. And
now, what do they determine as a resident? Like, if you have to spend more than 6 months there?
Yeah, you can look on the IRS website. I believe the form is 8898, if I'm not mistaken. And they list different requirements. There's a few tests you have to pass. The bona fide residency test, that's the main one. There's a physical presence test and a closer connections test. So the IRS website gives you some guidance on that. And, of course, you should always talk with a lawyer or accountant before doing tax planning. But the essential version is that you move here for 6 months to initially establish residency. After that 6 months, you just need to spend more time here and have a closer connection here to anywhere else in the mainland. So if you were an expat who lived in, I don't know, Thailand or Philippines, you're retired, you're living off Social Security or pension, and you're sick of paying the federal government even though you haven't been to the U.S. in a couple of years, you could change your residency to Northern Mariana Islands for 6 months, have a closer connection here to the mainland, and you could relieve yourself of a significant tax burden.
Huh. And you mentioned something about property was pretty cheap there, but earlier Mark said you had to lease the property. So is it cheap to lease or is it cheap to own?
Both.
So right. So a U.S. citizen, regular mainlander. So you have to be this thing called a NMD, Northern Mariana Descent. And they actually have a list of these people because there's so few of them, frankly, people who can own property here, what they call fee simple. So a fee simple deed. So they can rent that property, at least that property out to you for 55 years, and then you have control of it in that amount of time, and there's no property tax there, and you sort of do what you want. But after 55 years, it reverts back to them. There's a few ways to address that. You could get a condominium that isn't on the ground floor, at which point you just own it fee simple. Or you could get, you could work with an agency kind of thing in this weird situation that's not really clear whether it's legal or not, where they would sort of keep renewing the lease for you, and they kind of own it, and then they keep renewing your lease whenever you ask them to, and it's hard to exactly describe that one, but I don't expect to live 55 more years personally. How about you, Gene?
That would be a miracle if I did. That would be pretty amazing. But, yeah, my biggest thing is I just hate the IRS. You know, I've hated them for a very long time. And so the more I learn, the more attractive Mariana Islands looks to me.
Yeah.
But,
my wife,
you know, for us, we'd have to wrap up our business in order to move there, you know.
Your wife's Chinese, too, right?
Yeah. And so it would be closer to China.
Well, I'll tell you what, she's really close to China, considering how many Chinese people are here. So she'll appreciate the food downtown. We just stopped at a Taiwanese restaurant and enjoyed some noodle soup. I don't exactly know what the different types are, but that type is exactly, that's what they have. So
in addition, I'll point out that your wife's family would be able to visit visa-free. I'm sure as a Chinese citizen and families who are Chinese citizen, it's very hard for your in-laws to come over. Have they been able to visit you yet?
Well, her mother and sister and everybody live here in the U.S., so there's not a lot of family left in China, just distant relatives.
So your wife is one of the lucky ones. For those whose Chinese wives are not so lucky, living in the Mariana Islands could be a great way for their in-laws to see America without having to get a visa.
Yeah, it sounds sounds good. Maybe someday I'll have to come back there.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Appreciate it.
Come back and check it out.
The number, 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE. I must say that I did speak with Roger Veer briefly about this project. He expressed some interest. I don't know whether exactly how Bitcoin.com is going to approach the U.S. Mariana project here, the crypto cluster, as we're calling it. What's the website again, Alex?
CryptoFrontier.org.
CryptoFrontier.org. But if you go to Bitcoin.com, that's Roger Veer's site, you will see, well, the easiest way to just get started in the cryptocurrency sphere. You can get a wallet there. You can buy cryptocurrency there. You can buy Bitcoin Cash. They have really great fees as far as it goes. There's they also have local.bitcoin.com, which is, allows you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash without having any kind of compliance rules. I mean, if you don't care about that, you can do it anonymously. They're encrypted. The communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. I think the Bitcoin.com is the best news site out there. So if you go to news.bitcoin.com to get your cryptocurrency news, you can check out all the things that are going on. I'm actually on their Telegram feed, too, so I get the news stories there. It's news.bitcoin.com. And one thing I noticed when you picked me up from the airport, Alex, is that you got some really heavy tint on your windows.
Yeah, in Saipan, we have two tints that we jokingly call misdemeanor tint and felony tint.
The what tint? What was it? Misdemeanor tint?
Yeah,
what?
Misdemeanor tint and felony tint.
Felony tint. Did you get the felony tint or the misdemeanor tint?
I went for the full felony.
The full felony. So it's legal, actually, to have whatever tint you want in your windows here, right?
Yeah, there's no tint restrictions here, which is pretty unheard of in the U.S. context.
I can't say that would be a motivating factor to get me to move, but it's kind of an indication of how things are approached around here. When you talk about U.S. citizens owning a condominium, would they have to pay property tax on that condominium?
No, there'd be no property tax. There may be some HOA or condominium type arrangements, but that will depend on your condo docs. But in terms of the government intervention, there will not be any property tax because there aren't any here.
Mariana Island's looking better and better. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Final segment. It's Mark with you.
And Alex.
You can call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. We can still squeeze you in here on Free Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. Alex, let me tell you about Divi real quick. Divi is a new cryptocurrency that I'm pretty excited about. And their next generation wallet is on the way. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe with only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and government currencies right in the mobile app. You can withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered master nodes, allowing anyone right now to earn by supporting the Divi network. So you go there, the one-click master nodes. This is a money-making operation, and it's really easy to set up. The new Divi wallet launches because of Divi's relationship with Western Union. It'll be right in 200 countries from the beginning, including the United States. You can learn more. Just go to DiviProject.org. It's DiviProject.org. Divi, by the way, has done reasonably well here in the recent past when many of the other cryptocurrencies were having trouble financially. Divi was increasing in value. Let's go to the phones. James in Arizona, you're on Free Talk Live.
This James. Anti-statist, making like a statist back in the States.
Oh, this is that James in Arizona.
Alive.
James, you have a court order that says you are not allowed to contact me because you have threatened my 11-year-old son with bodily harm. Sincerely hope the FBI does what they did with Cantwell and comes and gets you. 855-450-3733. So we've talked about many of the freedoms that you could experience here on Mariana Islands, Alex. One of the things that somebody said to me was, watch out for that contravirus or whatever that's going around in China. And I kind of had seen it. I never really paid much attention to, you know, these medical scares that they have going on. What's the deal with it?
Yeah, so like you, I try not to get too worried about the latest thing the fake news is talking about, but it seems there might be some legitimate reason to be concerned. There's about 25 people confirmed dead. There's probably many more than that who haven't been confirmed yet. And it's gotten so severe that China's quarantined entire cities of millions of people. The biggest, Wuhan, I believe, is around 8 million. They shut down the public transportation system, closed the railroads, and closed the airports, which is a pretty wild thing to think about from an American
context.
The
quarantine of 8 million person city.
And to make matters worse...
You couldn't do that in the U.S.
Well, never say never, but let's hope so. And to make matters worse, it's also Chinese New Year, which is the busiest travel season in the entire world.
Right. More people travel for Chinese New Year than any other time or thing in the world.
So it couldn't be a worse time for some kind of disease-borne pathogen where people are going back to their hometowns, spreading it all around the country and even around the world.
Hugging relatives.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kissing babies. Yeah, it's not going to be good.
But I think we'll be okay out here, and we'll just have to hope for the best, like everyone else.
I guess that's what you got to do. Let's go to Nick calling in from Aberdeen, Washington. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm calling about Washington voted in the $30 car tabs, and then
a $30
the
car tab. What's a car tab?
Well, some of these car tabs can be can be thousands of dollars. But what I want to do, we voted it in, and all of a sudden, they want to take it away. And if everybody will just come out and not pay their tabs, the police will pull us over, we'll have to go to court, we'll ask for a trial, and the Washington State people have said that we want $30 car tabs. We will win every time, at least 90% of them. I don't know exactly, because there's probably some people that are poor that, hundreds of dollars in car tabs.
Let me get this straight,
Nick.
Why
can't they go with the voters?
I got some questions here. So car tab, you're saying the little sticker that they put on a license plate to renew it every year, right?
Yes. The Washington State, every year we have to pay these amounts. And they can be hundreds to thousands of dollars, depending on how much your car is worth.
So some people, in some states, these stickers that go on, the new year sticker, whatever it's called, you're calling them car tabs, and I'll go with that. Tab's a nice short word. I like it. so these car tabs can cost, in Florida, I think it was $40 when I left there some time ago, and I think it's a fixed amount. In some states, it's a fixed amount. And other states, it's dependent on the value of the car. So if you have yourself a handmade Mercedes Maybach, you might pay, like you said, $100,000. And I don't know. I've never had one, so I couldn't speak to that situation. But the people of Washington had some referendum. When was this referendum that voted in $30 car tabs?
It was right before the end of the year, and it was passed unanimously. Last year.
2019.
And now we're fighting with them, and I heard the lady that owns the license department today and said they're trying to bury this thing, and I just don't agree with it. And if we all just let them write us up for a ticket and go to court and say we're not guilty and ask for a trial... If they're trying to tell us that they can't prosecute people that are crapping on our street, peeing on the street. What are they going to do to us, the people that are?
Yeah, welcome
peeing
to
for them?
Welcome to Seattle, right? Yeah, that's.
I'm in Aberdeen. They bought 71 tents. They gave them a whole lot. And then they don't sleep on the ground. We got to have cots. We got to have sleeping bags. We bought special tents, and I don't know what they cost, but they look really expensive.
The homeless situation out west baffles me. I mean, I don't even know how to approach it, Nick. Basically, everybody wants to live out west because the weather's better than it is out east. So the homeless people who have nothing to hold them back, no job, no house, they head on out to, at the very least, sleep under nicer skies. And it's putting in a tremendous amount of pressure on folks out west. And, I mean, I can't even come up with a solution other than somehow get them out of your town. But, you know, the United States Supreme
Court... All about lowering housing prices by reducing zoning regulations.
Well, there's an idea. You lower housing prices by reducing zoning regulations. Let them build their own little hut to live up under.
I'd like to respond to that. Because...
Go ahead, Nick.
They have made us... I mean, I met an older couple. They're probably in their 70s. They build a house, a little shed and all that. They had to build it 4 feet above ground because they say it's a flood zone. It's crazy. It like quadruples or I don't know how many more times it makes the expenses of foundation and all that stuff. And then, you know, everything's just, They're trying to make it so you can't build a house down here. I could build a I own a house. It's a two-story house, but next to me is an empty lot. And I could build a couple tiny houses, and everybody would be great, but you can't do it. It's against the regulations. It's so
right, ridiculous. It's the government regulations that make it nearly impossible, and they're, you know, there's no end in sight to those. But, yeah, they try to say that basically, and that's what I think Alex's point was, is that the government makes it really hard for a homeless person to keep the rain from falling on them. You're not looking, you know, the flood zone might flood once a year. That's not my problem tonight. My tonight problem is keeping the rain off of my head or whatever. So, you know, that's it's just one proposal to try to deal with the homeless situation. But I do appreciate the call, Nick. Thanks for
And another thing is, I don't know if you can listen to me for a couple more seconds, is that they, now the Aberdeen Council has made it so that all of us renters have to go through and prove that we have heat and water and everything you know that every house has. They have to come in and inspect us, and we have to pay for it and all that. But here they got 71 people living out there without any water, any power, any toilets. How do they get away with this? They got their own rules, and they just try to run over us. You know?
I'll tell you this. If people like you keep speaking up, they won't get away
with
it.
Thanks for the call,
Nick. Thanks for the call, and thanks for voicing those very relevant observations.
It seems like the government always does that, right? So they make it as easy as possible for the homeless person. And this comes back to what's the old Reagan statement that has, I don't know, if it moves, tax it. If it stops, subsidize it. If it, I don't know, whatever the statement is. But basically, you know, homeless people get all kinds of money, whereas the average person...
Set your own schedule, work, play, or sleep whenever you want, 7 days a week. Are you free to date whomever you want, even if you're already married? I'm Caleb Jones, and I've taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income businesses and how to date women under your terms. Watch our free, on-demand replay training with me so you can learn how to create location-independent income and date women the way you want. Go to alpha.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at mark@freetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. mark@freetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
The kid what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.